Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lancaster County Sheriff Terry Wagner joins me on Lincoln Live today. Terry, thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Coming off the Memorial Day weekend, how would you describe it, characterize it for the lakes and the state recreation areas?
You know, not too bad. I think the Game and Parks Commission did a good job of managing their campers and their use. We had a few calls, some intoxicated people, hit and run, some fights, but nothing really out of the ordinary. So it was certainly manageable, and things went pretty well.
Nothing Ozarkian, to use an awkward term?
No, we didn't have anything like that.
Good.
So I'm really thankful for that. And I'm sure the rainy weather helped keep a lot of folks down as well.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. But I would like to think that Nebraskans have a sense of responsibility about them. And I know that Branched Oak and Stagecoach and Bluestem and other places, it's not the Ozarks, so it's not getting the crowds that you would there. But I would like to think that once the weather is nice and people want to get out and break out the boats, the jet skis, the tubes, the swimming, really hit summer in full force, that they'll manage themselves. I'd like to think that.
I hope so.
But in case, let's remind people, LSO will be there, Game and Parks will be there, traveling as best they can to make themselves available.
Yep, State Patrol's there as well, we're all three kind of watching things.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the State Patrol, they had a high-speed chase. Lincoln Police Department has had some speed-related arrests lately. 170 miles an hour, the State Patrol tried stopping a Camaro this past Memorial Day weekend out near Grand Island in the community of Gibbon. So there's a reoccurring theme here, more high-speed tickets being written. I'm curious about on the county roads and on the jurisdictions that your office is in charge of.
Well, I'm just looking at some of our citations we've written. We had one, I don't exactly know the exact speeds, but this car was doing 35 miles an hour over the speed limit on O Street. So we're getting a few of those speeding, between 21 and 35 miles per hour over the limit on I-80. So we're getting a few of those.
Well, 35 doesn't sound like much until you put it in context of being on O Street. There are stretches of O that are 35, so that's double the speed limit.
Yeah, I mean, this was out east about 120th and O out near Walton. So if you're, 60 mile an hour, 65 mile an hour speed zone, and you're 35 miles an hour in excess of that, you're doing well over 100.
Yeah.
110.
Generally speaking, Terry, how has the behavior been among residents of the county under self-isolation?
I think really well. We have gotten just a smattering of calls about people not maintaining usually it's the number of people gathered at one time, and a little education goes a long way, and compliance has been very good.
Good. That's good to hear. Lancaster County Sheriff Terry Wagner. Let's return back to the lakes and the rec area. Should have brought this up when we started, but the COVID-19 restrictions soften on June 1st. Has that been a point of conversation among your deputies and your officials on what might come June 1st when the weather turns nice and the restrictions soften?
Well, our patrol deputies have been out, this whole time during this pandemic. So we have not necessarily talked as much about an increase in our calls for service or crime-related issues as we have about providing some of the other services that our office does, like court security, when the courts get really up to speed and and our title inspection station out at 46 and R, and some of those kinds of services that we provide. You know, so a lot of our getting back to normal here is being driven by the agencies that we support.
Terry, you brought up in a past conversation how it was good management style to train people, cross-train, actually, people who could do multiple jobs in case, let's say, the court officers, for example, if several of them opted for a self-isolation because of possible COVID contact. And you were the first one to bring that up, and I'm sure other law enforcement agencies, as smart as they are in their management styles, are doing the same thing. But how is that going in within your office?
You know, it's going very well. You know, and keeping a kind of a reserve force in case we were looking at the possibility, as we learned from some of our peers on the coast, if they had a large percentage of their workforce that had gotten infected or tested positive or been exposed to where they needed self-isolation, then we had to be prepared to stand other folks up in their place. So with, for instance, if we'd have had a number of patrol deputies that tested positive, we had court security people who could step in and handle those duties because the court activity has been very, very low.
That's just smart management. That's good planning on your part and the part of law enforcement.
You know, I can't take all the credit for that. We've learned that from our peers, and they're, you know, just like every other industry, there are daily informational items being put out to help guide us through this, what none of us have ever done before.
Mm-hmm. Lancaster County Sheriff Terry Wagner joining me. There's always an aspect of law enforcement that I miss or I'm not familiar with. And one that you brought up is extradition. Lancaster County Sheriff's Office and LPD does this too, I believe, responsible for bringing prisoners or offenders back to Lincoln or back to Nebraska from other states. That might be an awkward arrangement in the times right now with COVID-19. Take me through that process and what kind of precautions and steps and thoughts you have to give in order to do that responsibility.
Nationwide, the courts have been very, very accommodating. They have lowered bonds on a lot of people, and they have extended the time frames that we normally have to adhere to if somebody gets arrested in Florida, and then generally we have 10 days to get them back to Nebraska. So they have been very accommodating in extending those time frames. There are some commercial providers that will transport prisoners for us, and we have used those here during the pandemic. We have only brought back maybe three or four people in the last 9 weeks. And normally we're on the road twice a week bringing people from other states back to Lancaster County. We bring back about 95 persons per year from other states. So this week we have a prisoner to be picked up in Denver. And so through a number of different factors, we are going to send a couple of deputies to Denver, pick that prisoner up and bring them back to Lancaster County.
So it varies by state. Let's say, for example, your deputies have to stay the night. Do different restrictions? Which state gets the hammer? Who from where does the jurisdiction responsibilities lie?
Well, let's say a person's wanted in multiple states, then each state puts a detainer on that individual, and they kind of decide who's going to. They agree to who's going to prosecute them first for whatever crimes are involved. You know, I think the bigger thing right now is we need to check with their local directed health measures in whatever location and state we're going to, because there are some states that if you land there and you spend the night there, you've got to be self-quarantined for 14 days. So I don't want our folks getting someplace and then all of a sudden not being able to leave and having to quarantine for 14 days. So we're being real cautious about that.
Let some other state take care of it.
Yeah, or, you know, if need be, let the prisoner go. You know, if we're exceeding our timeline, you know, ask the court to set a bond on them and release them. and then we'll, we'll go at a later time or have them appear voluntarily if they will.
Sheriff Terry Wagner joining me. Before we run out of time, let's talk about the Law Enforcement Memorial, Lincoln Police Union, Lancaster County Deputy Sheriff's Association, building a memorial on the east side of the Hall of Justice. Let's provide public with an update.
You know, if folks just go to our website, and there's a link there that they can click on. It's all honorthefallenlincoln.com. And they can kind of get an image of what the memorial is going to look like. Our vision is to have a granite slate for the sheriff's office and a granite slate for the police department, and then a listing of those deputies and officers who have died in the line of duty, and having a bronze statue in front of each of those of a police officer or a deputy sheriff. So we're looking at that, and there's a donate button where people can make donations. You know, we're at about $75,000 have been raised thus far toward our goal of $125,000. We've had some great corporate support. Each of the employee unions, the Deputy Sheriff's Association, and the Lincoln Police Union have made sizable donations. So this is really important to our employees, and then it gives the public a chance to reflect as well if they see this on the east side of the Justice and Law Enforcement Center, just what it means for us sometimes to provide the service that we do.
Well, it's a long overdue honor to recognize the Lincoln police officers and the Lancaster County Sheriff deputies who have died or were killed in the line of duty. So check that out at the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office website. There's a link there, honor the fallen, and give what you can during these times. That's a very worthwhile project. Well, yep, Terry, next time we talk, we'll be deeper into summer. We'll have a chance about a month into the softer COVID-19 restrictions. We'll see how people behave themselves at the lakes and the rec areas and every place in between.
Okay, thanks, Neil. I appreciate it.
Lancaster County Sheriff Terry Wagner joining me on Lincoln Live.